Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
You're all very welcome back. There has been a hugely positive response to that interview with Niall Breslin. I can't get through all of the texts. I'll just give you one or two. Jacintha says, I listened to this excellent and harrowing podcast last week. It is a horrific and shameful part of our history. So many people who were not mentally ill were kept institutionalised against their will for a lifetime. Only a male counterpart could sign them out. God only knows what horrors of abuse they may have suffered there. Well done, Niall, for highlighting this subject. A full state apology should be given. That's Jacintha. We've also Maria in Cork, who said, I have to applaud Niall Breslin for telling the story because there are so many out there. I trained as a psychiatric nurse in Australia and I worked in large institutions. I looked after the last man who was put in a straitjacket in New South Wales. There are so many stories out there, says Maria in Cork. I am glad there are now people like Bresi who can give voice to this and so many other messages. Now, a story I spotted this morning in the London Times, it was about AI Sir Michael. It's about the late Michael Parkinson. They're doing a podcast, 8 episodes, Virtually Parkinson. And it's his son who is behind the project. It's using AI to bring his talents to newer audiences. But that was with the support of his family. You and I may have noticed that lots of family or friends are posting a different type of a message saying goodbye Meta A messages online. It reads like a stern legal warning about your personal data and what permission is needed. But I wonder, do these declarations have any effect? If that's a whole different story. Ciara O'Brien, technology journalist with the Irish Times, is going to try and make sense of it all. Ciara, these posts come up every so often. There's a bit of a sort of a urban myth style, pass it on feel to them. But what do people think they're achieving when they put these messages up saying, you know, goodbye, you can't use me to train your machines?
So what they think they're doing is they're saying to the likes of Facebook, Instagram, all of these big tech companies, that my data is private. You can't use it to train AI. I don't give you permission. And by posting this message, this has some sort of legal effect. Because what the companies are doing now is, obviously, most of these companies are moving into AI. We've seen the kind of shift, and we've seen people talk about how great AI can be and also the downsides of it. But look, AI depends on data and lots of
data. They need this data.
The more data it has, the smarter it gets. And, you know, the smarter it gets, the more useful it is for us. But also there are privacy issues here. People may not be happy with the idea of their data being used to train AIs. So what Meta wants to do in the UK, this is why it's coming up again, actually, because this is what they've been doing in the UK. They want to take the millions and millions of Facebook and Instagram posts to train the AI. But in the EU, they can't do that. So you may have noticed that a lot of people are posting this now. This is a kind of
coming. Yeah, it's not just like kind of your friends or your family, like a lot of celebrities and sports people. So it has caught on, this sort of, is it sort of like a push? Like, I mean, what does the text actually say? You can't use my permission, but...
Yeah, it varies. So there's different versions of it, but basically they're saying that this is a legal notice to say you can't use my data. Now, I'll tell you this now, and I've said this before, back when this surfaced in Ireland, because in the EU in June, in kind of May, June, they gave us notice that they were going to start using posts to train their AI and that you could opt out by clicking on this link. But what people started doing instead was putting this on their stories, their reels, their Instagram grids, their Facebook pages. It has no legal standing. It does absolutely nothing, because Facebook are not monitoring every single thing that you post, just in case you might put up a warning not to use your posts. And, you know, it's the only way to stop them from using your data for training this, back in June when this surfaced first, in May and June when this surfaced first for EU users, was to fill out the form, the opt-out form that they had. Now, look, in an ideal world, this would not be an opt-out, this would be an opt-in, you know, yeah, that you would choose to allow them to do this rather than being forced to tell them not to, you know. And it's in Facebook's interest and Meta's interest, obviously, to opt everybody in first and have people say, well, actually, no, we don't want you to do this, because it's easier for them rather than try and get people to sign up for this. But back in June, they actually paused this because the DPC asked them to, because they said, you know, this may not be in line with...
The Data Protection Commissioner here.
Yes, they are our privacy watchdog, and they basically asked Meta to stop it while they looked into whether or not this would actually fit in with EU privacy laws, which is GDPR, which people often cite for absolutely every reason going. But in this case, you know, there was complaints made. The DPC took them on board and they asked Meta to pause this for EU users. So for Irish users, this doesn't apply. But the reason it's coming up again is because in the UK in September, they gave people notice that they were going to be using their posts for training their AI so that they could bring in this Meta AI chatbot. So because they did that, then obviously it started again. And you saw the celebrities and people, you know, with 5 minutes with Google would have realized that actually this is not the way to do this. The only way to do this again is to fill out the form to opt out. Now, in this case, at least Meta were giving notice to people that they were going to do that because there were plenty of companies out there who do not. For example, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, ended up in court in August with the DPC because they just opted everybody into training their Grok AI, which is the AI that they have for their premium and premium plus and whatever people want to pay them to use the platform. They have this, you know, slightly, I can't remember how, rebellious AI they called it, which is probably, you know, it's code word for me for something I would never use. But they were using, they were planning to use everybody's posts. The DPC took them to court to get them to stop. And after a bit of, you know, legal back and forth in September, they gave a permanent undertaking that they would not use EU users' posts to train Grok. Now, they didn't give any notice to people. It just appeared. People started talking about it online. And when you went into your settings, there was this thing that said, you know, you allowed Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, to use your posts to train Grok.
Can I ask you, Ciara, how actually useful is our old sort of mundane posts? You know, why are they so valuable?
Well, all of this is data. And, you know, I suppose that the value of it varies. I mean, I think we've all seen, you know, that it's the quality of the data that varies. And depending on the quality of the data, obviously, you put rubbish in, you're going to get rubbish back. I think we all saw the glue on pizza recommendation that Google gave because they used Reddit to train its Gemini AI. They use a vast amount of data. One of these sources was Reddit. Somebody had put up a joke post about keeping pizza sauce on the actual pizza, and somebody suggested using glue. That was then spat back to people as a genuine suggestion, which obviously, you know, we all know putting glue on pizza. It's not going to taste very nice. It's possibly toxic. Who knows? It depends on the kind of glue that you use. It wouldn't be my first option, but, you know, so the companies are making a decision based on, I don't think my old posts about, you know, the weather and my food posts are particularly valuable, but somebody obviously...
But they might if they're capturing the language and the tone and the style of,
exactly.
And especially Ireland with weather, I imagine our incessant talking about it must be of some use to someone. Can I ask you maybe just about, you know, our own role in all of this? You know, because look, if it's free, as Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Meta, formerly, you know, has said, if it's free, you are the product. But when it comes to, look, we sign up to a lot of things out of convenience. They're nearly an irritant, those, you know, those sort of permissions boxes. But, you know, should we bother? Like, I mean, what do we gain if we actually do make a point of opting out and staying on top of the, I suppose, because especially with generative AI, it's all moving so fast.
It is. And, you know, a few years ago, this wasn't an issue. But, you know, we're in it now. And I don't think the genie's going back into the bottle. What Meta wanted to do with this data was to, you know, it's been put to me that it's to create a Meta AI chatbot that's relevant to European users. It has to be trained on European data. And look, I can understand that because nothing's more frustrating when you put something into a search engine, you're asking for a recipe, and then it spits back a load of American recommendations at you. And then you have to start, you know, in the case of recipes, you know, you have to start looking for ingredients that aren't available here and, you know, converting measurements and stuff like that. And that's just a small thing. That's a recipe. So imagine if you're using an AI for different things and it's giving you back recommendations that are completely irrelevant to your answers, that are irrelevant to you, and information that's irrelevant to you.
So you're, they wanted to look it like us, to sound like us, to
exactly,
yeah,
to basically communicate on a level that we can connect with, because otherwise we're not going to use it, and they will have wasted millions and millions and billions in this case in investing into something that's going to get shelved because nobody wants to use it. So like, this is it's the same thing. So the more data it has, the more relevant it is. So that is why they wanted to use our data. But the thing is, like, what I would say to anybody is I would assume that anything that you have put online is being used somewhere by somebody in a way that you didn't intend, because we have lots of
including
privacy
criminals,
regulations.
Presumably.
Yes. I mean, if you put, there has been things up on, if people have put stuff up on Instagram and Facebook that has led to identity theft. You know, we do have the warnings from the guards periodically about not putting your holiday plans up on Facebook, and because people will know when you're not home, when you're not around, and that's a small thing. Now you think about the amount of data you put up, all of the different things that you
pictures
put up about
your children,
life.
All
exactly,
of those
so people then know where they live. They know where you live because people can reverse search Google Images to find your house. All of this kind of stuff, anything that you've put up could be used. The minimal that it's being used is being used to train AI. And once it goes into that black box, you know, good luck getting it out. Because it's like oil and water. You can never get it all out. They can try and delete data.
It's in the mix. So, look, I mean, if this is sort of useless putting up, you know, a sign or putting up a statement saying, you know, I do not give you permission to use any of my personal data, my information or photos. If that is useless, then what are the steps that you can take? Because as I said, most of us are pretty shallow when it comes to those privacy exactly. settings, or they're just, or maybe the companies do this. Sometimes it feels like we're out of the way to make it really awkward for you to do it.
They do, and because these terms and conditions are massively long, and if you were to read everything, I mean, you lose years of your life to reading these things. Mm. I mean, I'll admit, like, there's times when I don't read them too closely either, or at all in some cases, because nobody has the time to be doing that. But what I will say is keep an eye out for, because going forward, this is going to be the kind of thing that's built into permissions when you're signing up to new sites. Facebook, Google, anybody who you already sign up with, they have to ask your permission to do it from now on. You know, they'd have to ask your permission to use it and to use it on your old posts because you've already signed up and that wasn't part of the deal when you signed up. Mm. Going forward, if you sign up for new services, you're going to have to be on your guard to look out for stuff like that. Ironically, one of the tools that you could use to do something called Notebook LM, where you can put a website into it and then ask it questions. It's an AI, but you can ask it questions and you can ask it, you know, does it appear anywhere in this text that I am allowing my data to be used to train AI in the future? You know, so ironically, you could use that. It's a Google tool and it's very useful. But again, you know, it is an AI and it has learnt on troves of data online. So what I would say is keep an eye as well when you get an email from a service that you already use about them changing their terms and conditions. Because
pay attention, because it might actually matter. Ciara O'Brien, technology journalist with the Irish Times, thank you very, very much for clarifying that for us.